All right, now then we're going to look at the photos here, and these are kind of in chronological order, so we're going to start with 1949 Taylor 010.
And we're backstage at the Grand Ole Opry in the Ryman Auditorium with Don Reno.
Okay. The next one is 1949 Tut Taylor 015.
Don Reno and one of the Kentucky Twins.
Okay. All right, we're skipping up to 1957 Tut Taylor 022.
This is up at Asheville, North Carolina, at Bascom Lamar Lunsford's Long About Sundown shows that we're putting on there.
Okay, we're up to 1958, Tut Taylor 012.
Just going down the old country road down there in Georgia.
Okay, that's near Milledgeville.
Yep.
And we're up to 1961, Tut Taylor 023.
About half asleep down Milledgeville.
Okay. All right, 1962, Tut Taylor 019.
My old friend Bobby Wolf and two of his sons, Daryl and Mitch.
Okay. Daryl Wolf, is he from Knoxville, the general area? Did he play Mandolin with Knoxville Grass?
Right, he did. He was in Knoxville for a while. I lived in Knoxville.
Okay. 1963, Tut Taylor 017.
That's Mr. Woods' Gibson Florentine banjo.
1963, Tut Taylor 018.
Curtis Birch, when he was 19 years old, playing the banjo with his group.
Okay. And that's Curtis Birch Sr., I believe, playing bass in the back.
Yes.
1964, Tut Taylor 001.
Bill Monroe on the left, Doc Watson on the right, and all of us in the mirror in the background.
And I especially like the reflection in the mirror there, right over Bill's right shoulder.
Yeah, I'm looking over his shoulder.
1965, Tut Taylor 008.
Yeah, that's at home down in Georgia.
Okay. 1970, Tut Taylor 011.
Bunch of guys out at Winfield, Kansas, the National Flat Picking Contest.
Okay. 1973, Tut Taylor 013.
Me and Jim Johnson sitting in the picking parlor at the plant out on Arlington Avenue.
Okay. And 1990, Tut Taylor 002.
No, that one I can't see.
Okay, that's the one, that's the wood burning.
Yes.
Okay, with Flat and Scruggs and a nice, we wouldn't call those caricatures. Those are more, I guess they're more realistic types of wood burning portraits.
But, yes.
Okay. And 1993, Tut Taylor 021.
IBMA workshop when IBMA was down at Owensboro, Kentucky.
Okay. 1994, Tut Taylor 020.
That's probably over somewhere when I was about half asleep.
Okay. Okay. 1995, Tut Taylor 009.
Yeah, that's taken over in Pigeon Forge. In front of my friend Bob Lazenby's shop with the Dobro plaque that was given to me in Trnava, Slovakia.
Okay, 1995, Taylor 009.
Three rare Dobros, square neck on the left, square neck on the right, model 200 in the center.
1996, Taylor 008.
Me and Norman Blake in Norman Blake's kitchen when we were making the Flat Picking in the Kitchen CD.
Okay, 1996 Chuck Taylor 020.
That's the back of the Grammy guitar.
Okay. 1997 Chuck Taylor 025.
That's it. I'm Murphy Georgia with my picking buddies.
In 1997, Chuck Taylor 027.
I'm Archie Georgia with some more picking buddies.
And 1997, Chuck Taylor 024.
I'm Archie Georgia with a few more picking buddies.
1997, Chuck Taylor 025.
That's I'm Archie Georgia when a lot of them had got tired and left.
And, of course, the one usual suspect who's always there is J.N. Baxter.
Yep.
And 1997, Chuck Taylor 026.
I told my buddy Mac Puckett with his back to the camera. That's an arm, aren't you?
Jerry Wiley, David... David. David. I can't think of David's name. Well, I'll make sure we get that. Okay, 1998, Chuck Taylor 006.
That's Norman Blake with a Chuck Taylor Resophonic guitar that he was presented up at Murrowfest. Okay.
1999, Chuck Taylor 006.
At the Winter Hawk Festival up in New York. This is a Dobro workshop.
Okay. And I believe I skipped one or two here. So let's catch it. 1998 Chuck Taylor 003.
This is at Earl Scruggs' birthday party, given at the Gibson Cafe down on Broadway in Nashville.
Okay, and some of the people picking with you there?
Jesse McReynolds, I can see. You know, I don't know who the others are.
I don't recognize the others, however, I imagine probably.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
That's Rod McCurry, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And Pete Wernick.
Pete
back,
Wernick
playing
the banjo.
Uh huh.
Yeah, okay. 1998 Chuck Taylor 005.
That's my sweetheart and I someplace. All cuddled it up.
Okay. 1998 Chuck Taylor 014.
That's the Winter Hawk Festival.
Okay. 1998 Chuck Taylor 016.
Winter Hawk Festival.
And 1998 Chuck Taylor 004?
Probably at IBMA picking away.
Okay. 1999 Chuck Taylor 014.
Is that fantastic Tuck Bro?
Yeah, the Tuck Bro, that, and that's in our Murchie, I believe.
Mm hmm.
Okay. And 1999 Chuck Taylor 015.
Our Murchie.
1999 Chuck Taylor 022.
IBMA with Chris Steele and Nickel Creek.
Okay. And 2002 Chuck Taylor 028.
This is taken at the NAMM Music Show out in LA with one of the Stevens sisters.
And now then we have several photos of the A5. And I may want to just mention a little bit about that. 2002 Chuck Taylor 029.
This is a front front view of the famous Lord Lower A5 mandolin.
Tut Taylor 030.
This is a friend of Lynn Dudenbossel's holding the A5.
And 2002 Tut Taylor 031.
This is the back shot of the A5 mandolin.
Alright, 2002 Tut Taylor 032.
Peghead shot of the A5. NK shot. You're going to rotate that one.
I think I better rotate it a little bit more here.
Yeah, rotate it to the left. Swap ends with it. There you go. That's it.
Okay, so this is 2002 Tut Taylor 033.
With a shot of the A5 and the case. I was going to show you something on that, but you wouldn't want to record it anyway.
All right, we have 2002 Tut Taylor 035.
That's the Lord Lower A5 peg head in the mandolin case.
Something about that they met you at Merle
Fest, yes. Mm-hmm.